Welcome to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. I'm Cheryl Waters, and I love putting together these collections of songs that I'm really enjoying right now. I've got music from across the country and around the world, Amsterdam, the UK, Sweden, and Poland in the mix today, and I always have some local music, including this track I'm starting off with from local artist Tomo Nakayama. For many years, he recorded under the name Grand Hallway. He records under his own name now. And late last year, he covered another beloved local artist, Elliot Smith. He contributed a song to a collection called Say Yes, a tribute to Elliot Smith. And here he is now covering Miss Misery from Elliot Smith. It's Tomo Nakayama on KEXP's Music That Matters podcast.
I fake it through the day with some men from Johnny Walker and send the poison rain down the train to put bad thoughts in my head. Your two tickets torn in half and I'm alive with nothing to do. In a magazine that you left lying around. I don't have you with me, but I keep a good attitude. Do you miss me? Miss misery, like you say. I know you'd rather see me gone than to see me the way that I am when I am in your life anyway. Next door, the TV's flashing blue, frames on the wall. It's a comedy of errors, you see. It's about taking a fall to vanish into oblivion. It's easy to do, and I try. Say
better. The kid who stays in the picture.
La is the New Amsterdam-based duo comprised of former Woo Life frontman Ellery James Roberts and Dutch artist Ebony Doorn. They're romantically linked, and they've created a potent and emotional debut full-length. It's called Spiritual Songs for Lovers to Sing, and fans of the short-lived band Woo Life will enjoy Ellery James Roberts' gravelly howl, which is in evidence on this new record, and it's nicely counterbalanced by Ebony Doorn's more demure vocals. And again, a densely produced and emotionally cathartic anthemic rock record from La, and that's spelled L-U-H. And veteran New York band The Strokes recently released a 3-song EP, and it's called Future, Present, Past. It's got songs ranging from densely produced post-punk to anthemic new wave influence rock. It's got a little jangly rock in there as well. You heard a song called Oblivious from The Strokes. And Pine Men from Stockholm, Sweden, from their debut EP, Pleasant Pain. Some 60s steeped garage rock and jangly guitars. I love their sunny melodies. And before Pine Men, you heard Hot Hot Heat. I'm a longtime fan of that band from Victoria, British Columbia. And their new self-titled album is their 5th full-length. It was written between 2011 and 2014. And it harkens back to their first 2 albums for inspiration, a collection of songs that are bursting with infectious energy from Hot Hot Heat. That song you just heard was called Kid Who Stays in the Picture. And Polish duo Blackberry Hill with a song called Werewolf, mostly acoustic with gorgeous harmonies. I love their intricate arrangements and occasional electronic adornments. Very ethereal from Blackberry Hill, again, that duo from Poland. And Tomo Nakayama covering Elliot Smith's Miss Misery from a compilation by American Laundromat Records called Say Yes, a tribute to Elliot Smith. And it includes songs from Jay Maskus, Lou Barlow, Waxahachie, Yuck is on there, Juliana Hatfield, and others. And again, all Elliot Smith covers. I'm Cheryl Waters. This is the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. And up next, I've got a band originally from Olympia and now living down in LA from last year's album Dream All Over. This is Gun Outfit with Legends of My Own.
Aphasia and the ways that kept me hiding. not so much exactly all the words I used. It's more that I was somehow down to let them loose. So complicated, I can't wait to get explained. You're listening to Stand It Out since I've been crying. So long in phasia and the ways it kept me hidden. So long in silent nerves and hesitant oblivion. Came and sent me out unfurling. Felt unprecedented confidence in speaking. Stick around, I'm thinking things will be alright. Newly delivered, won't you live with me tonight? Something tonight was such a letdown on my pride. Part of me don't gotta take some things in stride. I pace around the place so quiet in myself. Wake the next and see my silence when I'm felt. Just when I thought I had this pattern sorted out.
to make a man of me. Takes a woman's touch to train a monkey how to wear a leash. But every night I get to come back home, it's another that I'm truly blessed. I need a proof to show me where I stand. I put a loving to the test. Flat out, lay me down my toe beneath the rolling pin. You know I never met the likes of her. Breath away. Flat out, lay me down in love.
Deep breath.
Garage rock with crunchy guitars and hazy vocals from Chicago band Strange Faces, their debut album Stonerism, and that song called Been Waitin' on the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. You also heard Philadelphia band Nothing from their new album Tired of Tomorrow, that song called Vertigo Flowers, and jump into the 80s with British band Eagles. Well, sounds like the 80s. It's a brand new album, their second, called Ulages, and it's got atmospheric guitars and keyboards and gloomy vocals reminiscent of The Cure, especially on that song called Lemon Trees. Again, they're called Eagles. And Arbor Labor Union, they're formerly known as Pinecones. They're from Georgia, and their debut album under their new name, Arbor Labor Union, called I Hear You, and that was Mr. Birdsong. And Wild Powers, that's another band that changed their name. The Seattle band previously known as Powers now goes by the name Wild Powers. That's Powers with two W's, and their second album called Hugs and Kisses and Other Things, and that song was called Sad Bath. And the latest album from Grant Lee Phillips called The Narrows, that longtime L.A. artist, has moved to Nashville, and he's crafted a beautiful country-tinged folk record. Again, it's called The Narrows, that song called Rolling Pin from Grant Lee Phillips. And Pine Grove from Montclair, New Jersey, from their debut album, Cardinal, that song Aphasia. And the L.A. band Gun Outfit is originally from Olympia, and from the album Dream All Over, started off that set with Legends of My Own. I really enjoyed that set. I hope you did too. And as always, keep your dial tuned to KEXP and keep listening to our great podcasts. It's KEXP, where music matters.